This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Mitchell talked about this a little bit up at the top of the program. Interest rates and their place on the list of things investors are going to be thinking about this year. When and how much and how fast the Federal Reserve is going to start cutting. However, the Fed starting to cut interest rates at some point this year, while likely, is definitely not guaranteed, because what the central bank does is going to depend on what actually happens in the economy, as Powell et al. Say, oh, all the time. And that uncertainty poses a certain conundrum for business owners who are thinking about borrowing money. Marketplace's Justin Ho talked to a couple of them about how rate cuts future are affecting decisions today.
One sector that's particularly sensitive to high interest rates is housing construction. John Kirk is a developer based in San Antonio who mostly builds apartments. He says you can't do that without borrowing. And
all of our construction loans for our projects that we're building typically are floating rate debt. And so as interest rates rise, it puts more pressure on the budgets of the projects.
Kirk says interest payments have gotten so high that a lot of construction projects just don't make economic sense. And in some cases, Kirk says developers can't even get loans.
There are projects that are either paused or shelved for the immediate future until you have more certainty, more clarity in the marketplace.
But now that interest rates could be at their peak, Kirk says he thinks the apartment construction slowdown is probably as bad as it's going to get. So he's leaving the big firm he works for to start his own development company. And as soon as rates start coming down, he can pull the trigger and start borrowing.
I think in the next 12 to 24 months, I think you're going to see a rising market. And I feel like for me, and for my career decision, jumping in at that time is the right move.
In some cases, the decision of whether to borrow now or wait for rates to fall comes down to how much revenue a company is pulling in.
The name of the game right now is cash flow, cash flow, cash flow.
That's Barbara Richardson, the owner of Springwell Financial Solutions, an accounting firm in the Atlanta area that works with retailers, restaurants, and other small businesses. Richardson says many of her clients are doing well, pulling in a lot of cash, and she's advising them to hold off on borrowing until interest rates fall.
Maybe we do want to update a very significant piece of equipment, but maybe we don't have to, right? Maybe we can wait on that a little while. Then in those cases, yeah, we might suggest hold on to your cash, conserve cash, wait.
But Richardson says other businesses might want to go ahead and borrow right away. In some cases, because their cash flow is down and a loan can provide a safety net. In other cases, because they're looking at opportunities that are too good to pass up. One of her clients just found a great new place to expand into, for instance, and they had to jump on it or miss out. For that client, Richardson says it makes sense to borrow now, since the new location could bring in more revenue down the road.
Even if interest rates are not where you want them to be right now, maybe you're paying, I don't know, a couple of hundred bucks more than you want to, but the opportunity is worth it. We go with the opportunity.
Another business in that situation is Mavericks Manufacturing Partners, a company in Escondido, California that does advanced welding and metal fabrication for the aerospace and defense industries. Owner Chris Blench says there's a lot of opportunity in those sectors.
The phone's been ringing off the hook for us to quote jobs.
That's in large part because the defense sector always has a lot of money to spend.
In our space, all this money has already been appropriated through the defense budget. This is why we established our business, to service these particular customers in this space.
But to do that, Blench's company needs a lot of new equipment. Blench recently bought this heavy-duty welding table. He's showing me how he can screw in clamps, angle brackets, and pins to secure a piece of metal. The table can handle a project weighing up to 3.5 tons.
So we can actually build an entire car chassis on this table.
You can't exactly buy equipment like this without taking out a loan. Right now, Blench is on the market for an automated laser welding setup that'll cost him around $120,000. There's a 3D printer he wants that could cost $500,000. But even though interest rates are high right now,
it's not slowing us down in any way. It's not causing us to not make an investment because the cost of money is a little bit higher.
That's because Blench needs this equipment to meet customer demand. If he waited around for rates to fall,
that means I can't offer my customers that service or capability for that amount of time just so I can save a few bucks. We just have to make the move.
And since demand for his services is so high, Blench says he can simply pass along the cost of higher interest rates to his customers. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.